This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. And go check out QuestWorthy. It's really good stuff. By the way, there may be some changes coming to the drink and the labeling, or the packaging, I should say. Stay tuned. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, Summer Games Fest has been announced for next year. We got some games coming to PlayStation Plus, of course, and two developers are leaving their companies for different reasons. But we begin today with AI. Now, this story does go beyond video games, but we'll just take it to the verge, okay? Because on Wednesday, the largest group of unions in the U.S., they called the employers and policymakers to join their efforts, calling the, quote, Workers First Initiative on AI, end quote. Now, that was a part of the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, the AFL-CIO, and they wanted to strengthen their collective bargaining in the workplace for advancing some regulations to limit the negative effects of AI on the people. And that's in addition to an education campaign. So, the AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler did say in a press release was, quote, We reject the false choice between American competitiveness on the world stage and representing workers' rights and dignity, end quote. Now, the AFL-CIO does include 63 unions with nearly 15 million workers, ranging from pro hockey players to nurses to merchant mariners. This is what The Verge is saying. Now, the AFL-CIO did release a list of top priorities for the workers-centered technology future. That's a quote, by the way. And the priorities would include some stronger enforcement of labor rights against the AI-powered workplace, surveillance, or layoffs, protections against the copyright infringement, retaining programs for workers to enter the AI workforce, and transparency into the AI system purchased with taxpayer dollars. The AFL-CIO priorities, The Verge says that they are clear, and the group did not specify which consequences the employers should face, quote, for using technology to undermine democracy and civil rights, end quote. Now, the AFL-CIO's interim director of the Technology Institute, and Ed Whitkind, did tell The Verge that it would be possible, or that possible remedies that will be used for decades to protect workers, included in the court cases, fines, and criminal charges. He was also saying that the collective bargaining was, quote, one of the best tools available to manage this transition, end quote, with the future of AI. But he did point out how the UAW did work with the car makers and automate the auto sector starting in the 1950s. For the quote, it's why you have the state-of-art equipment in some transportation sectors with workers working with the equipment site or equipment quite well, end quote. Now, in addition to the labor efforts, the AFL-CIO is focused on the national bills to regulate AI. But regulating AI has been an uphill battle on both the state and federal levels. So, what will indeed happen with this news about AI? We shall see. And by the way, AI, we know it's in video games. That's why it's here. Speaking of video games, two people that we know of left their companies for different reasons. We will start with Greg Mayles, because according to Eurogamer.net, he has left the team that made Banjo-Kazooie, and he was the director. And that was following the Everwild cancellation. because he did confirm that he has left Rare after 36 years at the British studio. And the news broke of his departure in the wake of the Microsoft layoffs back in July. But now, Miles himself did announce the departure on social media with a rhyme. So he got up on X and said, quote, "Today was my last day at Rare Limited. Thanks to everyone who played and enjoyed any of the games I helped create while I was there. Also thanks to all the people that worked on the games alongside me. It seemed fitting that I should say farewell with the final rhyme." And the rhyme is up on his Twitter, which I will not go through. But if you want to follow him, he's at Ghoulboy. So, Dave, we do hope that he enjoys quite possibly his retirement. But somebody else left, and they left Ubisoft. GamingBolt.com did say that the Assassin's Creed franchise head, Mark Alexis Cote, did leave Ubisoft. Why? Because his goals did not match the Vantage Studios and the leadership within. And he was the head, or the acting head, of the Assassin's Creed franchise. And GamingBolt.com did say that his departure did come from the views of the leadership, recently established company Vantage Studios, not being in alignment with him. The report did also note that Cote was offered a leadership position at Vantage Studios before his departure. The co-CEO of Vantage Studios, Christophe Turenis, did express disappointment because of Cote was leaving the company, noting that he, quote, "had his own expectations and priorities related to Vantage Studios' creation and future," end quote. And Ubisoft also acknowledged the departure of Cote. Quote, "Following the organizational restructuring announced in March 2025, Mark Alex Cote has chosen to pursue a new path elsewhere outside of Ubisoft. While we are saddened to see him go, we're confident that our talented team will carry forward the strong foundation he helped build. We're deeply grateful for the impact Mark Alexis has had over the years, particularly in shaping Assassin's Creed brand into what it is today. His leadership creatively and dedication has left the lasting mark of our teams and players. We thank him for sincerely his many contributions and wish him continued success in all of his future endeavors," end quote. We will see where he ends up. But since we talked about an Xbox franchise, then we need to talk about more Xbox stuff. GamesRadar.com did say that Dbrand said that, well, we learned from our past mistakes with its kill switch. And it is a case. It is the Dbrand kill switch Xbox Ally X case. So if you're going to get the ROG Xbox Ally X, because you got the money to do it, then quite possibly you should do just that and get the case. Because this case prices from $60 at Dbrand, and the Dbrand Kill Switch Travel Kit is $80 at Best Buy. It is a protective case, and to be honest, it does look pretty good. But will you get it? If you can afford it, you can let me know at Joe Brums. Yes, you can. Well, I got a poll up there too. It's going to expire very soon. Pure Xbox, keeping with Xbox, of course, did say that the upcoming FPS Arc Raiders will be free to play this weekend on Xbox. And Arc Raiders, which is an upcoming extraction shooter from the finals, has been in works for quite a while. And the launch is almost here. And the Arc Raiders Server Slam goes down on October 17th to the 19th. And they're going to do a stress test ahead of the launch. The pre-release version will include the Dam Battlegrounds map, along with some weapons, gear, missions, and more tests ahead of the final game's arrival on October 30th. They're doing some testing, and testing can actually help them out, so you can help them out. But balance is good. Ghost of YoT ended up being one of the biggest PlayStation 5 games in Europe. As a matter of fact, PushSquare.com did say that the unit sales, the top 10, at number 10 was Final Fantasy Tactics, The Abyss Chronicles, South Park The Fractured But Whole, Red Dead Redemption 2, number 7 is Hogwarts Legacy, Number 6 is Far Cry Primal. Number 5 is Doom Eternal. Number 4 is Digimon Story, Time Stranger. Number 3 is Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2. Number 2, Ghost of Yoti. And number 1, EA Sports FC 26. Now the top revenue is a little bit different. And number 10, Assassin's Creed Shadows. Number 9, NBA 2K26. Number 8, Mario Kart World. Number 7, Silent Hill F. Number 6, Borderlands 4. Number 5, Final Fantasy Tactics Diablo's Chronicles. Number 4, Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2. Number 3, Digimon Story Time Stranger. Number 2, Ghost of Yoti. And number 1, EA Sports FC 26. Yeah, they beat out a lot of games, including Stellar Blade, The Rise of Ronin, and Helldivers 2. Outperformed all of them. In fact, it's been the biggest game since Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Oh, there's some games coming to the PlayStation Plus Extra, and Premium. And they will be Silent Hill 2 via PushSquare.com, Until Dawn, As Dust Falls, Be Rising, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Poppy Playtime Chapter 1, Wizard with a Gun, that's on the PlayStation Plus Extra, and the PlayStation Plus Premium is Tekken 3. Indeed. Lots of stuff coming, including what's coming next year. My Nintendo News did say that the Summer Games Fest will return June 2026. So who's ready for that? In fact, it'll be Friday, June 5th, with a lot of headliners, kick off some of the things. Yep. And we'll see what's going to be there. Tickets for the event will be available in the spring. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.